Okay, welcome back to episode two. This one is about Cambo, aka the pregame to ayahuasca. We're gonna get into the actual retreat this episode. I know you all wanted to know everything because that was the general response to my sticker question that I put on my story on Instagram when I asked you guys to ask me questions. Everyone just basically put, "We want to know everything." So that's what I'm gonna give you. I have a special guest here today. He accompanied me on this retreat, so he's going to give his input as well about how it went for him. You guys can get two different perspectives. Hello, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Boltwire.
We have Voltwire with us today. So, in the previous episode, I mentioned that when I decided to book this retreat, I was sitting in my ice box where dreams go to die, aka my office. And I was really mad at you that day. I was ignoring you the whole day.
Mad at me?
Yeah, so I was mad at you that day. Like, I'm getting mad at you for making background noises right now. I ignored you for the whole day until I decided to like book a retreat and I text you to let you know we were going on a spiritual journey. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
And then I went back to ignoring you. So when I text you that, what did you think? Were you excited? Did you want to go? Did you think I was crazy?
I thought you were crazy. We were fighting. I think I was ignoring you, so I don't think I read it the first time.
Why do you keep making that noise with your feet? You didn't read it? Really? Because when I got home that day, we went over it.
I don't remember that. I don't recall.
Jesus. Okay, I see how this episode's gonna go. So anyway, whatever. I guess he doesn't remember. I wasn't as Never mind. So I booked the retreat. I didn't know what to expect or how we'd feel afterward. I did know that I saw the schedule, and on the last day of the retreat, a few hours before the departure, we do BUFO, which is we smoke DMT. That was on the schedule. So I didn't want us to drive there. It was in Santa Cruz, so it's like a 6-hour drive from LA. So I decided to be adventurous. I booked an Amtrak, and I was thinking that Amtrak was like a luxury train. I saw all of these I saw like all of these Amtrak destinations. It's like with a family room and like you sleep on the
Big
train.
cafe car.
Yeah, I thought it was that, and I thought that it was just like a cool experience. I was so excited. Like I was more excited for the train than I was for the retreat. But it was me. So tell them what I actually booked.
So you booked a bus. It was like a Greyhound bus. It
It was not. It was
was a
Amtrak.
Greyhound
It
bus.
was Amtrak.
No, was it?
Aurelio.
All right, it was an Amtrak.
God. You're so
It looked like
frustrating.
a Greyhound bus.
You're so frustrating. Yeah. So I didn't realize that. So it was a 12-hour ride instead of a 6-hour ride. And parts of it were like on the bus. Actually, majority of it
Was on the
was on
bus.
a bus. No, it's not. There was like
Except 1 hour out
it
of the 12
was like
hours.
4 hours.
It was not 4 hours.
Yes, it was. You were asleep. You don't
Okay,
know. I was asleep
you were
too.
asleep.
Whatever. Yes. So I actually we didn't know until we got there. Like we thought we were waiting for a train, and then they're like, "Your bus is out back." And I did see like it said bus when I looked at the tickets, like a little, not when I booked it, but like when I was reviewing our truck. It said
Your
like connect,
itinerary.
yeah, itinerary. I said connecting bus. And I was like, what does that
You didn't tell
mean?
me
I
that.
know. I was just thought it was, if I ignored it would just go
It was just
away.
the wording was off.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It really was. So we're waiting at Union Station. And we're like ready for the train, and we go out back like through this secret door, like out in the back alley. We followed paper signs.
Midnight.
It was 1 a.m.
It's
We
midnight.
followed these paper signs. It was like Amtrak, like go this way. And we're like, what? There's like a tweaker outside. Like, we almost got robbed on the way. And we see this big bus. And I had never been on a bus before. So I was just like, oh, whatever, no big thing. Aurelia was freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out. I was mad at you because you don't know how to read a ticket. That's it.
So we get on the bus. And it was a rough crowd. It was 1 a.m. and that bus was, the bus driver was yelling at people. I was like, dang, that guy is really mean. Really, it was like, I guess I won't be sleeping because why? Why didn't you want to sleep?
It was 2 in the morning in downtown LA. That's
it. He thought he was going to get stabbed. I
know I'm going to get stabbed.
Yeah, it was a really rough crowd on that bus. And then in the middle of the bus ride, the driver, it's like a huge bus, by the way. It's super long. Like, I don't even know how one little steering wheel can control that long of a bus. But the driver starts falling asleep on the freeway. And I obviously wasn't on any meds. I start having a panic attack because all the people on the bus were yelling, like,
but he was everyone was scared. He fell asleep like 4 times.
What were they saying?
They're saying,
like, yo, bro, you're good? Saying,
wake up, wake up.
Yeah, they're telling him to wake up. And it was such a long bus. It was a really big bus. It wasn't like a regular school bus.
It's like
bus.
A Greyhound bus.
It's like, how long is that?
It's a Greyhound bus. Well, it was a Greyhound bus.
It was a Amtrak bus. All right.
It was
super big. It was like 3 school buses long.
It wasn't not that. It's a normal bus. You've never been on a bus before?
No. It was like 3 school. Like, it was bus. And we were in the back, so it was so far away.
It
wasn't away.
3 times. It was a normal bus.
It was like 3 times as big as a normal bus. Not. Yes, it was. It was so long.
Have you been on a bus before? It was a normal bus.
No, but I don't know. Whatever. Right. It was right. Really
it was,
long.
I mean, it was a train. We're on a train.
It was basically a train bus. Yeah, but this guy kept falling asleep, and I started crying because I thought I was going to die on the freeway. Like, everyone's like, yo, bro, you good? Wake up, like, yelling at this driver, and he's like, we're going 80 miles on an hour on the freeway, and I thought, like, my life was over. I was like, just my life flashed before my eyes. I thought I was never going to see my kids
asleep.
Again.
Shut up. You were asleep the whole time.
But that woke me up when he started, because it woke me up because he started going on those things, like, that make that, like, that noise. What are they called?
I don't know. Speed bumps.
No.
I don't know what they're called. Look, they make the noise. That's, everyone knows what that is.
I don't know if I want you as a guest on
it. It's the ridges on the side of the road. Whatever they're called.
Yeah. Whatever. So that woke me up. I started crying. Luckily, we were like 5 minutes away from our destination. And the bus driver woke up, actually. And we made it. And then we got to the train, like the real train where they have like food and stuff.
And beer.
Yeah. But we couldn't drink, obviously. And so beer. Why would you say that? You didn't.
I had 2 beers.
No, you didn't really.
Right. I had 3 beers. Ah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So after a 12-hour journey to get there, we finally made it, and it was like we lost service. It's like up these mountains, there's no direction. We got to this like little house at the top of a mountain, and we got dropped off in our Uber, and we walked into this house and we put our stuff down. It was like an art house, like there was canvas and paints and activities. And we said hello to like these 2 guys. They said hello back to us.
Is it Kenneth?
Connor.
Connor.
He's like, hi, my name's Connor. Aurelio's like, hi, I'm Aurelio. And well, then we realized
it was the wrong house.
It was a total wrong house. We were in some random stranger's house with our stuff in there. And no one said anything. Like, no one stopped us.
Yeah, they thought we were crazy. Probably went out to call the cops. They're like, okay, wait here.
Yeah. So we found the right house. We ended up walking like down the mountain, and we see a shaman there. And then tell them, how did you feel?
How did I feel?
Yeah, when you like first walked in.
I don't know. Normal. It was exciting. It was exhilarating.
But like, were you nervous?
No, I was thirsty. Remember that? I was really thirsty. It was hot. And Brianna was mad at me. I feel like you're mad at me, but we're fighting the whole time. So, and I was thirsty there. How did you feel?
I'm literally gonna just cut you off.
No, how did you feel, babe?
Why would you say that?
I was thirsty. Oh, babe, come on.
Can you, like, be a little bit more engaging?
I'll be more engaging. I felt super excited, babe. Okay. Oh, you go start, then I'll go after. Babe, it was good. We're good. Babe, you
it's
want
fine,
me?
It's fine. So, they explained the process to us, and then they just had us go fill up our canteens and keep drinking water and mentally prepare for the Cambo. I journaled because that's what I do. I love to journal. I'll just read you my journal entry, actually. All right, so before Cambo, before any of these plant medicines, you do have to set an intention, really sit with your intention. And for all of them, after you take them, you can't resist them. You have to fully surrender to them. You have to give in if you want it to be good. Like, you know, if you want the experience to be good, like there's a lot of uncomfortability when taking these medicines, obviously, inside of your body, and you need to let it out. They warned us before, you need to surrender, you need to give in and just do what your body wants to do for the medicines to have the effect that you want. You cannot fight them, you cannot resist them. So I really wanted this podcast to be authentic and just really genuine, because why not? That's the kind of community that I want to build. I'm not going to lie or anything, or not be vulnerable. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just read you what I wrote before Cambo from my journal. So when I journal, I do these things called brain dumps. Basically, I don't use any prompts. I just write exactly how I'm feeling, whatever is on my mind. I just throw it all on the paper. And this is what I did, brain dump before Cambo. I put, I'm feeling nervous, a little bit lightheaded. I'm feeling high, in quotations, because of excitement. I'm very excited to purge my womb. I was told that my womb would be purged, so obviously it was. So I put that I was very excited to do that. I was really excited to reset my metabolism. Cambo resets your metabolism and, like, gets everything back into, like, the neutral state that you began with, how it's supposed to be. So I put that I was really excited for that. I'm nervous and excited about what will come through, like, menstrually. This is the first day of my period, so I feel like there's so much womb purging that needs to be done. I feel excited to have, like, a cleansed womb energy afterwards. I am excited to feel the emotions that come up. I'm excited to surrender to them. I trust what I'm doing and why I'm here. I trust the space. I trust the people that are here with me. I trust the people I'm sharing this experience with. I feel so safe in this space. I intend to receive this medicine fully and surrender to it. I intend to breathe deeply into anything that Cambo would like to show me. That's what was recommended. Like, when you start feeling the pain or you start feeling the sensations or things that start coming up, breathe into it. That's why I said you need to practice breath work. You need to be really, really in tune with your breathing and your body. So yeah, I said I was going to breathe into it. I prayed for cleansing and euphoria and clearing all negative energy from my body. I pray that I'm able to meet Cambo with the utmost respect and openness, and just fully trust the journey and anything that it has to show me. That was my journal entry, and that's what I got out of it. So yeah, set your intentions for everything, and that's what you will receive. It's just such a powerful thing to set intentions, and now I just do it literally with everything every single day. It's so powerful. It's a great way to live, actually. Okay, so we got there. We finally got to the right destination. We left the stranger's house. We took our bags. We walked down the mountain to our campsite, where we saw, like, three yurts, which we knew that there was. And then, like, a half, like, wait. Yeah, it was three yurts. We saw our shaman, we saw one of the female facilitators, and then we saw another participant there who had flown in from different state.
Out of state.
From out of state, yeah. And I was a little bit shy. That's how I felt. Like, I didn't know how to, like, because we were kind of like, we were there early because if you're going to do the Cambo, you have to get there early. Like, everyone else was supposed to get there at 6 and we were supposed to be there at 2. So,
Also, we walked into the wrong house.
We just finished setting up our stuff in another
burglarized some other in
another
house.
Person's house. So I just felt like, what just happened right now?
It was a home invasion.
Yeah, we felt like, what just happened? And then he tells us, like, oh, well, Brianne, like, you girls can go on the top bunks because, like, there's like a, it's like not a bunk, but it's like a whole huge like top. Top floor area or top sleeping
like a
area
loft.
Like a loft, top loft, and then a bottom where the bottom floor which had all the other beds. So she's like, he's like, boys go on the bottom, girls go on the top. I was like, okay, cool,
there's 4 girls and 2 guys.
So at the time there wasn't, it was just me, I think. So ran in, I wanted to claim my bed, obviously that was my goal. I put all my stuff on the top bunk, and he told us to start drinking water because we were doing the Cambo, and when you do Cambo, you need to drink a lot of water.
Because you purge.
Because you purge, yeah. So we go down, we... Do you want to take it?
No, you're doing a good job.
Okay, thank you. So we go down, we get our canteens, and we go fill up our... We go to the water hole, and we fill
the
up our...
The water fountain.
The water fountain. It's like a water hole there.
It was not a water hole, it was a water fountain. It was literally a fountain.
Okay. And we check out the ceremony tent. We get super excited. We start setting up our little... Oh, wait. Did we set up our beds yet? Yeah, we did, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got, like, a cushy, cushy little mat. And my ceremony area was set up. So we started doing that. And then he wanted us to come back so he can, like, let us know what to expect with Cambo. And I'm actually just... I'm going to go through... Before we talk about our Cambo experience... I'm going to go through what we were told about the Cambo experience, or like what it would be before. All right. Okay. So hold on. My mouth is getting dry. Okay. So Cambo was an optional add-on, but it's basically the pregame, like, so it just, you have to do it. Might as well, if you're already there, just do it. What is Cambo?
It's not a pregame. It's misleading when you say pregame.
I feel like it's a pregame. You don't feel like it's a pregame?
No.
It felt like it. I felt very pregamey.
It did not.
Aurelio had a little bit of a different experience. Yeah. Okay. So, what is Cambo? Cambo is a strong medicine that is recollected secretion of the giant monkey tree frog, which is basically toad sweat, toad pee.
It's toad secretion.
I'm still confused about if it's pee
it's
sweat.
Like, it's more like sweat than anything.
Okay. So the toad, it lives in the upper areas of the Amazon rainforest. Yeah, how is it harvested? This toad is nocturnal.
Why do you know it's nocturnal?
Because it says in the email.
Why does it matter if it's nocturnal or not?
I don't know. But anyway, it's basically harvested, like, really nicely. It's basically what they're trying
it's
to say.
It's secretion from a toad, and they explained it that if it's not removed, it crystallizes, and they die.
It's benefiting,
like, a symbiotic relationship between,
we help them, they help us.
Yeah.
Like, they make these, they make this Cambo, like this toad juice.
A lot of toad juice.
It goes on them, it hardens, it's uncomfortable for them.
It crystallizes.
If you don't take it off, if they can't scrape it off themselves, then they die. So
it crystallizes, and then they can't move, and then they eventually die. Like a turtle.
Okay. Well, so it's good that they get scraped off. It doesn't hurt them when they scrape it off. They love it. It feels like they're free. They can move around. Like, they just, like, shed their skin. Mm. Like when you...
No.
Like, do like a...
Exfoliate your back.
Like when you get a foot peel.
Ew.
I feel like it's more like that. No, but it's like you take off the dead skin and there you go. Like you're all fresh. Okay, so yeah, so it's good for them, good for us. Everyone wins. What is Cambo used for? I'm just going to read what they said, then I'm going to tell you what it did for me. God, this bitch yelling in the back. Lord help. Excuse me if you hear some bitches yelling in the back. I literally... They just don't get it. Like, we live by UCLA. These people are so loud and annoying. Obviously, I need my own studio. In time. Anyway, so Cambo is used... the use of Cambo differs among tribes. The main indigenous tribe uses it to release Panema to hunt.
Doesn't sound right. You think about the eye drops?
No, it's Cambo. Oh. You know what? Scratch that. I'm cutting that part out. Let's just go right into how is Cambo applied. So let's just tell how it was applied. Do you want to go first or me?
It was applied the same way to both of us.
Okay, but we had different experiences.
But it's applied the same way. The experience
Okay, so do you want to tell them or me?
You're doing an amazing job, Lloyd.
Okay, so anyway, he actually didn't watch when he applied it, so I really don't know. I was too scared because, so they burn you. So for females, actually, it goes on the inner left ankle. And for males, it goes on the outer left, Shoulder.
It's on your left shoulder, not outer. You only have one shoulder. Goes on your left shoulder.
All right, thank you. And there's a reason for that. I just don't really remember it.
Something about feminine and masculine energy or something.
Yeah, so obviously mine was on the left ankle and his was on the shoulder. So he makes two burns with like a little stick, I think. I was trying not to watch because it did hurt me a lot.
It does not hurt.
It hurt me a lot.
It's like a wasp bite.
I've never been bitten by a wasp. Sting. Well, it really hurt me.
Well,
I'm not asking you to tell me anything. I'm just trying to tell them my experience. Okay.
It feels like a wasp sting, and it's not that bad. It lasts like 4 seconds.
Okay, for me, it hurt really bad. But anyway.
It hurt you?
Yeah, it really hurt me. Didn't you hear me breathing?
The combo?
Yes. Okay. Can you stop putting down my smile?
No, I'm not. I didn't know it hurt you that much. You didn't tell me.
You said you heard me taking deep breaths.
No, I didn't hear you in pain because the combo hit me quick and I threw up really quick. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, and then he applies the toad secretion into the burns. And he mentioned like the fastest time that he had ever...
It was 4 minutes.
That he had ever seen someone begin their purge was 4 minutes. How long was it for you?
It was like 2 minutes. I set the record. So
he started throwing up before the shaman got even put it on me. Like, it really was on his hands and knees, just ugh. Oh, you have to purge on your hands and knees. That's another thing. You're very vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable time. Like, butt in the air.
I purged doggy, like a man. I was on my
like doggy style.
I did not purge that way. No,
he purged doggy style.
I did not.
You did. Right. You're supposed to.
Why are you lying?
You have to purge that way so that like
did it.
Gravity doesn't put your
throw facing up. I was on my back just throwing up.
He purged doggy style.
I don't do that, man.
Okay. So then when it was time for me, I just want to give like a little bit of background. It was my first day on my period that day. I don't really get my period that much, so that was surprising. Before we did the Cambo, they gave us an explanation about what was going to happen, and the female facilitator mentioned that if women do it when they're on their periods, a lot of times they experience like way more severe period symptoms.
Well, they said it resets your metabolism and resets your
period. It resets whatever. Everything. Yeah. For her, she had Epstein-Barr and she loves Cambo. She's done it a few times, and since she started doing it, her levels improved like dramatically. So I'm hoping that my hormonal levels improve dramatically too. So that would be cool. I need to get them checked, and then But yeah, so go ahead and tell us about your experience with Cambo. What happened?
Cambo. Okay, so the shaman said that the fastest he's seen anyone purge is 4 minutes, and that's when they have done it multiple times, and they know what they're doing. So when you apply it, you burn a stick, make a wound, and you apply the medicine into the wound. So by the he gave me two stings. By the second one, I already was nauseous, and I was trying to hold it in, but I threw up like 2 liters of just bile and water. It was disgusting, but it was purifying, I guess. But it was painful, really painful.
It was painful. How long did it last for you, the experience? It's supposed to last 15 to 40 minutes, anywhere between. How long would you say it
So
lasted
I'll
for you?
say the first as the first after the initial application, it was maybe 2 minutes, and then started throwing up, threw up for like 7 minutes, and then nausea for another 10 minutes.
So, like 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. Oh, I finished half the time. How long did it take you?
Well, I had a different experience. So
I'll say 20 minutes.
he put both of the. I was next. I went second in the circle.
Yeah, I went
I went
first.
right after Aurelio. So he put the Cambo on me. I didn't feel nausea at all. What happened was right away, my vag got really hot. Like started burning, which is weird. And then I thought like, oh, that makes sense. Like my sacral chakra, not my sacral chakra. Is that my sacral chakra?
Don't know. One of
I'm
your
having like
chakras,
a blank right
your
now.
middle chakra.
My vagina chakra. I'm having a blank right now between like my butt chakra and my vag chakra, which you know, as
He
if
purged out of both, so.
guys know, God, he's not wrong.
Know,
Oh my God. Tell them. So they give you a bucket to purge. And you're like, you're sitting this
No, they
room.
give you a bucket to throw up your bucket.
I thought it was an all-purpose bucket.
Rihanna was trying to poop in the bucket in the middle, in front of
I thought
everyone.
it
I
was an
said, what are you
all-purpose
doing? I go to the bathroom. Don't do that in the bucket.
I thought it was an all-purpose bucket. I was like, okay, this is really okay, I guess. Like,
Just went for it,
I didn't poop in the bucket, but
She tried.
I thought that. Oh, you can't even walk after Cambo. You can't walk. They have to walk you. If you need to go to the bathroom, someone needs to hold you and walk. You can't walk if all over.
It's like
But
being drunk within 2 minutes and then you
like
can't.
really drunk. Like you can't walk.
The
Like you're
floor starts vibrating.
yeah. We forgot that part. So if you do need to go to the bathroom or you need to go number three, which is throw up and poop at the same time when you take your bucket, someone, one of the facilitators walks to you. So that happened to me. I didn't have to throw up, but so yeah, you can't poop in the bucket. I feel like they should be more clear
I
about
think it's
that.
clear enough. I think you're probably the first one in history that tried to do that.
Yeah, the bucket is only for throwing up. I want to make that very clear. You do. I was like, okay, I guess. Like, I
Like,
guess you sit
man,
on the
put
bucket.
your pants back on and go in the bathroom.
Was like, I guess we're getting really comfortable.
And you didn't find it that there's no toilet paper. You didn't think that was not a sign that you shouldn't go in there.
We had a box of Kleenex next to us. They give us a box of Kleenex and by every map, by ev in every station. So it makes sense. Whatever.
No, it makes sense.
Whatever. So right away my badge got hot. It was like burning. I was like, dang, okay. And then I had like labor contractions. Like my uterus just started contracting, squeezing itself. Blood just started like pumping out my badge, like pff, squirt, squirt, squirt. And I was like, OMG. And like since like it felt like I was giving birth. I'm pretty sure most of my listeners have given birth, I'll assume. It felt like that. And then it felt like pushing and I really had to go to the bathroom. I didn't feel nauseous at all and I didn't throw up from Cambo
Did
at
you throw up
all.
a combo?
No, I didn't throw up at all. You were
I
just
was
the
the only
only
one that threw
he was
up.
just like whoa,
I heard I was.
I think that one other guy did too. I'm not sure.
No, Brian didn't. He
You
threw up
can't say the
after.
name. That's why I said one other
Oh
guy.
shoot, sorry. Okay, can I say B? Because I'm gonna keep saying the name. I
Why?
say Big B.
Yeah,
Right, cut this
what?
out then. Sorry.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's a pretty common name.
We'll stick to B.
Okay. Yeah, I did not throw up. But I threw up from my vag. So I went to the bathroom and just like, cause and just blood just was pumping out of me, and I was like, what the heck? I go back to the ceremony after I sat there for a long time. By the way, the bathroom is not like a bathroom. It's like...
It's an outhouse.
It's an outhouse, and it has... And basically, it's a hole in the ground, and then you put...
It's an outhouse. It's like a porta potty. Yeah, it's a porta potty.
But it's not a potty.
Oh, it's an outhouse.
It's like a dirt porta potty.
And you play lime and...
Oh, yeah. What is that stuff?
Lime and wood chips.
Oh, wood chips. I thought it was sawdust. I wouldn't know. Whatever.
It's just to...
Because then... I talked about in the first episode how it's not lime, it's like lime from a tree.
It's like, no, it's lime, like the...
I don't know what it
powder.
Is. It's powdered lime, but not powdered lime. It's
not like lime's like a fruit.
I'm not sure what type of lime it is.
It's not. It's called lime. It's not a lime.
Whatever. Yeah, like I said, that was my first experience there. That's the first time I did. And I was like, what? But yeah, then you get really, after the first time I was a little bit uncomfortable because the guy facilitator was standing right outside of the bathroom waiting for me. But then... After I was done, I thought I was done. I felt like relieved. I go back into the yurt where Aurelia was throwing up and I sit down, and then here it comes again. The cramps just start, like, it rolls back up and I get this pressure. You know, like when you're going to give birth, it feels kind of like you have to like poop. Yeah, that's how it was. So I get this pressure again and I was like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom again. And I go sit down, blood comes out, everything else. And then after that, I was just like, my body was so, I started crying. I was like, is it okay to cry? Because it hurt so much, like the contractions. And the lady was like, yeah, it's, if you're going to cry, it's definitely the place to do it. So I just started crying. And I screamed a little too, because it hurt. I was like, ah, like that's how much the contractions hurt. It was really, really, really intense for me. But then afterward, I felt great. Oh, I had to, like, lay down for a little bit, like, fetal position, you know, wait it out for the cramps to, like, subside and, like, the aftershocks, like, the after pains. But after that, I was good. I felt great. Aurelio took a nap.
Oh, yeah, I took a nap.
He was exhausted. He just purged out, like, who even knows
what it was. I drank 4 liters of water before, so it was 4 liters out. 4 liters in, 4 liters out.
Purged a lot, and I got energized. I just felt great. I was like, my stomach, like my cramp, like my bloating room, when my stomach was flat. I was good. Yeah, I felt great. I'm glad that we did that. It was a little more intense for Relio. He kind of hated it.
I didn't hate it. It was just it was really intense. It was expected to come out so quickly.
Yeah, expect to have to purge doggy style in the ceremony circle.
I didn't know. I'd purge normal style.
Yeah.
Normal purge.
But yeah, so that was Cambo. And then we had like about 3 hours. Because like I said, you had to get there early if you wanted to do the Cambo. So we had about 3 or 4 hours until we had to be back in ceremony to begin like the whole ayahuasca ceremony. So in this time, we just kind of like, we got to know like the other participants. Took a nap. I made Instagram stories that I couldn't post because there was no service. Yeah, we kind of just like mentally prepared for the ayahuasca ceremony after this. I was really glad we did Cambo. I would never want to not do it. I felt like it was very clearing. We still have the scars. I mean, the scabs from it. Oh, afterwards they put dragon blood on it. I'm not sure if it's like a real dragon or like.
Yeah, do you think they have real dragon blood?
Yeah,
it's called dragon blood. It's not real.
Do you know? Is this like something people are familiar with?
It's a plant.
Oh, I thought it was like a Komodo dragon blood.
No, you did not go and kill the Komodo dragon.
No, I thought you just got like a little bit of its blood.
No, it's a plant.
Okay, how did you know this?
Because he explained it to us.
I didn't hear that part.
Because you were purging it in the bathroom.
Oh, I really thought it was like a Komodo dragon or Komodo, whatever it's called. Whatever. Anyway, we still have black dots. I'm not sure when they're gonna go away, but yeah, I would definitely do it again. I love Cambo. I want to do it again. Actually, it clears out. I felt like it cleared out all the bad just energy in my badge, all the bad juju.
Yeah, you had a lot of bad juju.
There's a lot of bad juju in there. I feel like I'm a virgin again.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I feel that way.
I feel like a virgin too then.
Like a virgin. Yeah, so that was Cambo. We loved it. What do you rate it?
out of what? I'll say, like, it was 10 out of 10. It was just,
so you would do it again?
Oh, hell yeah. It was a clearing.
It's a wonderful clearing pregame.
It's not a pregame. It's because pregame implies No, it's just
a pregame for the ayahuasca. So we did it right before.
Yeah, but it's just a purifying experience.
It purifies. Oh yeah, we didn't eat for this experience because we had
a fast for.
We had a fast
almost 20 hours.
We didn't have to fast for 20 hours. Aurelio miscalculated and made us fast for 20 hours.
Started my fast early.
Our fast so early, and we actually so when you get there, we didn't want to eat right before because we knew that we were gonna purge. But we also couldn't eat before the ayahuasca. So basically we couldn't eat that whole day. And then we'd also couldn't eat the next day before the Niño Santos, which is day two. So we really, from the time getting there, we got there, whatever, we're supposed to get there 3 p.m. on Thursday. We didn't have lunch until 3:30 p.m. Friday, but we were already fasting. So that's already 24 hours and a half. But we were already fasting before that too, so we didn't eat for like 36 hours. But we kind of secretly had a quesadilla at the train station. I'm not gonna lie. And a bagel.
No, I snuck a banana and a piece of chocolate.
Oh my god! Oh yeah. We'll tell them about that when we do the Niño Santos episode. Right. Aurelio did go in and sneak stuff from the kitchen. We were starving. We were so hungry. But in order for like the medicines and plants to work, like get the most bang out of your buck, or whatever. To work the best or to have the most effect on you.
Easily be absorbed.
Yeah, you should like be starving or not eating.
We had one smoothie in the like a 5-7.
No, not a smoothie, babe. It was a juice.
It was
beet juice. We had beet juice. Yeah, they gave us a juice in the morning. But yeah, so the less that's in you, the more effective it'll be. So yeah, we were hungry. We especially Riley after throwing up his whole insides, doggy style. He was
stop. Why do you have to? No, I threw up normal style.
He was definitely starving, and I was too. But yeah,
I was completely empty, had nothing.
Yeah, I'm excited to do my labs and see if my hormones are different. I feel different. I definitely feel fertile again. Yeah. Since the experience, I feel different. What else? Yeah. Do you have anything else to say? Any last words about combo?
No, it was a good experience.
It was a good experience. I highly recommend. I wish we could do it at home.
Oh no! So midway, I got an allergic reaction in my throat.
Oh.
So my throat closed, and I couldn't breathe. And my eyes, they swole shut. I thought I was going to die, but it went away.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he didn't say any of this. So after we were all done and he was like, went to go take a nap or something, I went into the room to find him and I was like, what happened to your face? He looked like Will Smith from Hitch when he eats like shrimp or something in Hitch.
He eats seafood and
he looked like that. I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, there's no mirrors there, by the way.
There's no
so
mirror.
You can't see us. He's like, what? I was like, I can't. Can you open your eyes?
I couldn't talk. I couldn't. It was horrible.
But he still. It was a fine experience.
It was fun. It's just for. I didn't realize I had a.
He didn't realize his face was blown up like Hitch. But yeah, other than that, it was fine. I didn't have an allergic reaction. I was fine. So yeah, we'll see you next time for episode 3, where we actually talk about that night of Cambo, which is ayahuasca, and. We'll tell you all about that. Would you like to say bye?
Goodbye.
See you next time.